The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to speak to Megan Fair, who is the Netball Technical Operations Manager at the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games. And thankfully, I won't get to say that much longer. So, hi, Meg.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Andy. It feels a bit surreal, actually, to be talking the other side of the competition.
Doesn't it just, and I suppose that we've both had plenty of sleep now, plenty of rest, and we just can't get over what actually happened.
I know, and I must admit, you know, I sat back and I just thought, what did just happen? I think, firstly, I needed sleep to process it, but it honestly was a, what just happened? I can't even take it in right now. And it just all felt like a blur. I think you get into kind of a rhythm and a routine in those kind of events. After day 10, it was felt like a well-oiled machine, but nevertheless, like, you know, each day still feels different, and different scheduling, different timetables. And I'm still processing it now, to be honest, and just about catching up on my sleep as well.
It would have been very different on a day-to-day basis. Maybe talk us through a typical day.
Typical day, so early morning briefings. And I think that the multi-sport environment is really quite different because, you know, we're in a cluster on the NEC with four or five other different sports. So there's a wider team beyond the netball team, which in a way is a really nice thing because you've got that support network and you don't feel like you're running a netball competition in isolation. So I think that that's definitely a positive of the environment that we're in. So early morning starts, you've got great team behind you, your venue management, technology teams, security teams, event services teams. So everyone kind of joins in and does their part. So yeah, early starts. We were quite lucky as netball that we kind of had the later start on most days. So we didn't start until 12 o'clock. So it allowed us to kind of gain a bit of composure during the morning, make sure that we were fully reset. And it never really felt that we were pushed for time. So that was a really nice feeling. It felt like everything was very under control. Even it was nice that we had like the two games in the session. Even the transition didn't really feel too tight from an event point of view, which was nice. And yeah, we all just got into a rhythm and a routine and everyone kind of knew their roles and were really happy. And there was a great atmosphere as a result. You know, it showed with the amount of spectators that we had through the door. I mean, the crowd were amazing. They really were our eighth player out there. So much so that we could barely even hear ourselves on the radio, which I'm not complaining. It was a fabulous thing. But no, it was just, sent shivers down my spine in the best possible way.
Figures wise, it's looking good on telly, but how about attendances overall?
So I think, and I've mentioned in a previous podcast, we were so lucky to have that NEC arena, a capacity of just under 10,000 people, which was amazing for the sport. And obviously when we had 2 to 3 sessions per day, you're timed in that by 2 or 3. So yeah, it was great to have that. Obviously straight to our classification matches, we were at a sellout for that. It was great. Obviously we had the online portal, but we were selling tickets at the box office to the very last moments. So that was really great. And it just went to show how big netball's got and how much people are enjoying it. And yeah, so I think we're at sellout for the classification matches. And I think that we were barely under 8,000 per session for the others. So they were really, really good statistics for us and really happy with that. And I think that that puts us as to the biggest netball event in the UK to date. So really happy with that. And hopefully we can continue to build on that and the sport will go higher and higher in terms of profile.
Storm won't be too happy with that because they had a couple of 4,000 at the Copper Box at the day when it was Netball London Live. So, yeah.
Oh, I think we all come together as a sport and at the end of the day, we're all there, you know, to see a spectacle of netball. And I think that's what happened. And all part of the netball family.
It maybe needed it as well, but the nice thing was attending the games day by day basis, that security was there and it just made people feel that extra little bit safe going into games.
Absolutely. And I think that, as I said earlier about the multi-sport environment, you know, it's a big event, it's sort of globally watched, and I think that it's nice to make spectators feel that, as you say, there's it's secure and it's a good environment and it's safe. And and I think as well that there was plenty as a wider package for spectators. at the event, you know, with the introduction of the fan park. And as I say, there were other sports on site as well. So it wasn't solely netball focused, which I thought was nice. And obviously you've got the resorts world, so you've got restaurants and stuff. So it made it kind of a holistic package, I'll say.
Mm. And there was a picture as well that I saw where you were obviously raising your hands ready for the games to start, making sure that everything started on time and aligning with broadcasts, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And from an event point of view, and people will know that timing's everything, and just making sure that all the dots are joined, you know, and we just wanted to make sure that we're on time and we were just squeaky clean in our operations, and the field of play was managed in a clinical kind of way. So that was what that was all about.
Sunset and Vine did a really strong job on the host broadcast, didn't they? Made your job easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great that we can showcase the sport, and they absolutely did do a fantastic job. And we're really lucky that we were able to show the sport in the best possible light, and that people at home could enjoy watching the Commonwealth Games netball just as much as the people inside the arena did as well. And hopefully the people at home could soak up the same atmosphere that we were experiencing from inside the arena as well.
Excellent, Megan. Job well done yet again. I think I've already sent you a message, but really appreciate everything you and the rest of the team did there. And hopefully a bit of a rest and the one in Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be up in Glasgow with the rest of the Europe Netball Events Group and wider Europe Netball team as well. So yeah, that's the next one. And that's kind of where my focus is shifting now as well.
That's brilliant. Tickets are already gone on sale at netballscotland.com for more information. And I've left it till the last question, but Layla in the post?
Yeah, I mean, that was an interesting one. I mean, you play so many scenarios, you play so many what-ifs through your head, and there's only so far that you can go with those scenarios and those readiness pieces. Obviously, we did have a post ready to go, but it's just those kind of reactional moments as to, oh my goodness, this has happened, right, let's just crack on, and it all just becomes a bit of a blur. And then once things are kind of sorted out and settled, you think, what did just happen there? Hang on a minute. We need to just watch that back and actually take a moment and realise what just happened. But no, you play all the what ifs and the scenarios, and you try and make yourself as prepared as you possibly can be. And I think that on the whole, it was dealt with well, and match play was resumed fairly quickly. So I'll see that one as a tick.
It was enjoyable as well, because there was all everybody putting up the posts again, and the way you supervised everybody, just checking everything was in place, was wonderful. And so much so that Netball Scoop even managed to get a picture of it.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it wasn't ideal. Would have definitely, from an event point of view, preferred it not to happen. But at the same time, it added a bit of entertainment, and it's something that you definitely don't see very often, if at all, to be honest.
Thanks again for what you've did at Birmingham 2022.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much again, Andy. It's been great. And Birmingham 2022 over and out, I guess.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.